What I do with my life is what counts. What I do with my life is what counts. What do I do with my life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and a bunch of other stuff here in Campo, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. What I do with my life is what counts. Well, we've just been talking with a young lady in Canada, and she has a son who is turning 16, or has turned 16, and he is soon to have his driver's license, and he's soon to have a car, and he is in high school, and he is a wonderful, dynamic, forceful, powerful boy with a tremendous vocabulary for many things, and a beautiful computer, and a swimming pool in his backyard just this year. And a beautiful yard just this year. He'd been living in an apartment before and didn't have all these things. Now, all these things are coming to him all at once. And it's enough to drown a healthy man. But he's getting it. He's getting it. Now, his mother has decided that she is unable to direct him intelligently in all the things that must be done. So she has decided to put a special cause in motion. And the cause that she's putting in motion is, I have the most beautiful son in the world who is balanced, harmonious, and wise. He knows what has to be done and does it. And his name is Tom Sawyer. He brings all of his friends over to the house to help him do the projects. And he gets his friends interested in keeping the pool clean. He gets his friends interested in keeping the garden all nicely taken care of, and the lawn all nicely taken care of, so they have permission to use the swimming pool as often as they like. And you see, these are all little Tom Sawyer things that this boy has read in the book Tom Sawyer and learned and realized it works. And it works. I was there visiting, and we were in his special apartment down in the basement, made into quite a nice little apartment. And he had his computer down there and a pool table and everything else in the sun. Man, that kid had everything. And he had a friend who came over. And the friend was very, very mannerly. His father was a Marine and still active in the Marines. And he was the son of a service person, you know. And so the son of service people oftentimes are more mannerly because they have to deal with a lot of dignitaries and people and officers who come through their house, and they have to, the parents have to show that their children are disciplined. And so they learn a little more discipline than might be otherwise. And this is what this young man is teaching to his friend who has a swimming pool in the backyard. Now, all of these things are great. Now, you see, we're talking about today, what I do with my life is what counts. Well, now the young man, his name is Pascal, he's a very fantastic young man. Very intelligent, very brilliant, comes from a very beautiful French-Canadian background with a little Indian mixed in there. And he is really a very outstanding young man, very fantastic. And his mother is equally outstanding. She's a school teacher and does beautiful things. Now, she has decided that what I do with my life is what counts. And so she has been working on attempting to follow her spiritual path. And in the line of following her spiritual path, she's had a lot of advice from other people. She's had advice from people who are into other fields of study where they find that animals have the devil in them and where animals are not pleasant and cats especially are very, very bad. And so she has been telling this to her friend. And our friend, the mother of the boy, has been hearing these things and thinking, my goodness, you know, I don't want to have things around the house that are not beneficial to my son and me. And I told her, the only devil that are in cats and dogs are the people who put it there. People who think dogs act like humans and cats that act like humans because they want to have them be a human. They have never chosen to have babies. They've never chosen to have little children around the house or even older people around the house. But the animals are much nicer. an animal, you can say, go to your bed. And the animal doesn't think that you're giving him a bad order. He says, good, I like my bed, you know. And if you put a cookie in my bed, I'll go there all the quicker, you know. My dog, big, beautiful golden retriever that I have, I want to go to bed at night. And, of course, he's on my bed when I'm not there. And so I take a cookie, I put it on the floor, you know, one of his little treats, and then I make the bed, have to pull this dirty cover back that he's been sleeping on, put my covers on, and then climb in. And if I'm not too fast, he's liable to climb in ahead of me. And so that means that's a two-cookie unload. And so, but he gets out of there because, you see, I know what I'm doing. I know what I do with my life is what counts. And I know that when I do with what counts with what my life, it has to be a happy time. I do not want anything in my life that is not happy, harmonious, fulfilling, rewarding, and exciting. My sister, who is turning 82 now, she has been saying to me, Herbie, I've been reading and hearing things about you. I've been listening to the tapes of you at the International New Thought Alliance, and man, you are doing a lot of stuff. And I said, didn't you ever know that up to now? And she had not realized all the things I was doing until somebody else said it, you know. But hey, that's cool. I wasn't doing this to impress my sister. I wasn't doing it to impress myself. I was doing it just to have fun. And when you do things just to have fun, then the things are a lot of fun to do. Then what you're doing is, what I do with my life is what counts. So what am I doing with my life? I'm doing my life to have fun, to relax, to enjoy myself, to be at peace, and all of that is really wonderful. And of course, that's what works. That's what works. That's what works. And it works really beautiful. Now, my dog is sitting next to me. He's on a leash to keep him from wandering around. And I was saying, sit to him while I'm talking to you. And of course, you're going to think every time you listen to these talks that my dog is always with me. And you're right. He's always with me because I love him so. And so I wanted him to sit. And he didn't want to sit. He wouldn't just stand there. So I put a cookie on the floor, and immediately he sat right down, laid right down. Now he's on his back, rubbing himself, loving being down here, just having a wonderful time. You see, he loves to be with me. What I do with my life is what counts. What I do with my life is I create loving circumstances around me. I create loving people around me. I create loving dogs and cats around me. I create everything loving around me. And that is really very nice. Now, what do you do with your life? Do you create your life filled with beautiful adventures? Maybe not big adventures like dashing off to the moon or something like that, but you create yourself adventures of just getting up in the morning. Do you find it an adventure to go to the bathroom and brush your teeth? You know, a lot of people do. A lot of people, they have problems with their body. They're too young or too old. There is a study being done on children now, children under the age of 3, and what is their memory pattern under the age of 3. And children under the age of 3 remember every single thing that ever went through there. It's just that they have it in a different memory bank than we're familiar with, and they're not able to communicate that with us because they have it in the memory bank that they used before they had language, before they had other things. And the scientists have figured it out in the Discovery magazine. They're writing several articles about that stuff. It's just fascinating. Now, what do I do with my life? I don't care whether children have a good memory bank or not. I just love them. I don't care whether adults have a good memory or not. I just love them right now, right what they're doing in this very moment. And if I love an adult because the adult is going to do something later or that they did something in the past, hey, I better get myself checked. Ouch. My puppy just bit hard. And I better get myself checked on because the thing is, what's going to happen the next instant? I live in the now. And right in the now, everything is beautiful. In the next instance, is it going to be not beautiful? Of course it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be just wonderful because I created it. And this is what you want to do too. Everyone wants to create right in this moment whatever pleases them. Now, if you can ever get so much happiness out of rubbing your back on the floor like this, you should try it. Now, you know Baloo? Do you know Baloo? Do you know Baloo? in The Jungle Boy, The Jungle Book, Baloo?
Baloo was the elephant.
Baloo was the bear.
The bear.
Wasn't he? Wasn't that his name, Baloo?
There was surely a Baloo in there. Yes.
And what was he doing?
Rubbing his back.
He was rubbing his back on a tree. And he was rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. And the Jungle Boy says, what are you doing? He says, oh, I feel so good. I'm rubbing my back on the tree. Well, you see, that's what Rex is doing. He's rubbing his back on the floor. He feels so good. Rex hasn't learned to stand up against a tree and rub his back. Maybe that'll come next. But, you see, being ourselves and having fun, living our life, and what I do with my life is what counts, because that's the primary thing that we want to do anything about, and that's the primary purpose that we want to live. What do you want to be? Hmm? What do you want to live? What do you want to have? What do you want? What does Pascal's mother want more than anything in the world? She just wants to recognize who she is. And when she recognizes who she is, she will be the happiest lady in the world. Because then anything other than who she is will not be in her world, you know? And what does Pascal want to do? He wants to recognize who he is. He's just looking for his own place in the sun. And that's what we all are doing. Some of us are doing it more dramatically than others, and others are doing it kind of like sleepy, laid-back beings, and that's all to the good. But we all want to find our place in the sun and find out who we are and where we're going and what our values are. So today, claim to yourself, I am God, God I am. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. All is in divine order. And let's see. I am the pure white light of love, and I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am the pure white light of love. I surround with my pure white light of love Rex, and Button, and Love, and Ellen, and Sylvia, and Ingeborg, and all the cats and all the dogs. And I surround my special friends, Edith Mary Sanderson, and all the other students that I have. He hasn't even noticed it. He did? Oh. There's a napkin sitting on the edge of the table here, and Rex has had a penchant for napkins. But he's growing out of that. And so, make these statements to yourself. I surround Mark, Faith, Paul, and Leslie, Marie, Howie, and Ray, my family, with my pure white light of love. I surround all of on the prayer treatment list. I surround, who else?
The list.
I surround all of our students, all of our ministers, all of our practitioners, all of our churches. And I surround God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, Order of Absolute, Worldwide Healing Ministry. Fire Valley Ranch.
and Star Valley Ranch,
too. That's one of our friends. And all is in divine order right now. And it is good and very good. Make a statement like that for yourself. Live in that consciousness. Have it be so it comes tripping off your lips lightly, perfectly, and consistently. Always in a positive, joyful manner. And watch the miracles take place in your life. Have a great one. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.